What happens when a bunch of creative bohemian females get together? Wow. You're going to find out next Friday, August the 30th, at Rincón de Gypsy on Old Socorro Road, where my three guests will be there, along with a fourth individual, to provide a night of entertainment like none other. With me are Nina Gómez, Artistic Director of Danzas Españolas. She is joined by belly dancer Sandra Medrano and artist Kathy Cifuentes. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to be
Thank
here.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Boy, is this room charged with energy. Now, this performance is titled Gathering of the Gypsies. How did you get together?
I've known Kathy for quite a while, and I teach out of Nina's studio.
Excellent. So. Okay. And then our fourth individual will be vocalist Amalia Castro.
Correct. Yes.
So we have singing, dancing, mm-hmm. and then Kathy, Muñequita de Anís?
Yes.
Tell me about that name.
It's actually just representing my my approach in my artistic expression, and it's anise is an herb. Mm-hmm. It has
licorice.
A lot of remedies.
Yes. Basically, the licorice flavor.
So I promote a lot of holistic alternative treatments, and along with my art. So that's kind of like how I kind of linked it together.
Okay. How will your Is it a visual artwork? How will it?
I do some painting and some jewelry mostly.
Okay.
And some Dia de los Muertos masks, Dia de los Muertos theme mostly.
Okay. And how will that be woven into the program?
What we were hoping to do is timeline, which you'll read later, it has, they'll come in if they want a cocktail, and there'll be a gallery.
Oh, okay, it'll be an exhibition.
Yeah, an exhibition, and they get a chance to have, you know, a cocktail hors d'oeuvres with Miss Kathy and her artwork, and then the show, when it starts, it's divided three ways, which is great for us because we only have to kick out 20 minutes. Amalia kicks out 20 minutes, Miss Sandra does, and myself, and so that really takes the pressure off the artist. But then it's a visual and audio sensation for the audience because they get three really, you know, nice pieces of performing art.
So Gathering of Gypsies is the program. It's next Friday. Hors d'oeuvres at 7:30. The show begins at 8. And it's really nice to have dinner theater. This is dinner at 9 o'clock. Tell me about the setting at Rincón de Gypsy. It's at 10,300 Old Socorro Road. How do we get there? And what is the scene like?
If you take the border freeway, mm-hmm. you just get off on the Socorro exit to mm-hmm. the right, follow it. All the way straight, and
straight
then the restaurant will be on the right.
On
it's
the right
a brown
side.
Building, and it has a huge banner with a gypsy dancer.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Easy to find.
Very
All
easy
right.
to find.
And it's kind of fun. I enjoy the drive time. It used to be that Mesilla was the only interesting place to go where you got a nice drive in. And now we have various locations, and
Absolutely.
The Lower Valley is growing
it
in this way.
Is.
I was happy to see that you're doing something down on Socorro Road. How did you discover Rincón de Gypsy?
Actually, Kathy was hired by the restaurateur. Or restaurateuress, I don't know.
But to read. Oh, it's okay, make it up. I do it all the time.
I am, believe me. To read, is it?
Tarot? It's
tarot.
A Native American tarot cards. So
oh, nice.
It's not your traditional tarot. It's a little bit, it's based on animal spirit guidance, mm-hmm. which is usually very empowering and positive.
Mm-hmm.
So I know Ceci through that. She employed me to add a little bit more of a gypsy touch to the whole.
Now, Ceci is the owner of the
yes,
restaurant.
Yes.
Excellent. What's her last name?
Andrews, yeah.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
That's all right.
But
we have four
so
minds
she
to figure things out. Might as well use them all.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, so it's been kind of a real nice combination with all of us. We all put a little bit of a different gypsy touch into it.
Yes.
The place is lovely. It's a historical building, so it has a lot of antique, rustic feeling.
Yeah, and those old buildings have their soul.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or souls from all the hangings.
Well, the hangings.
Let's not go there.
That's one of the myths. There's a big,
tree.
300-year-old tree in the back. And the myth is that was the hanging tree. And also, supposedly, Pancho Villa slept there.
Well, all righty then. He had to sleep somewhere. He kept rotating to make places famous. Well, Sandra, tell me about Hamza belly dance.
Well, I've been heading Hamza belly dance for the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically do all different types of styles of belly dance. And the way I came up with the name of Hamza is that it has significance in a lot of different cultures. The word Hamza in African means strength.
Ah.
It's also this little guy I'm wearing right here, the hand of Miriam. In Turkey, they use it to ward off the evil eye.
In
Mexico, it's La Mano Milagrosa. Mm-hmm. And since I do a fusion of belly dance, I thought it was really cool that the name of my group is also, you know, conducive to all types of cultures and, you know, it's just all types of people.
When did you discover yourself as a belly dancer?
10 years ago. The minute I started, I just kept going. I've been doing it every day since.
What got you into it? Let's tell your story backwards. What got you there?
Well, I don't know that it was one particular thing. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of different things. I remember since I was a little girl, I don't know if you could tell, I have a little hole here between my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bee sting. I used to go in my great-grandmother's yard and poke at the wasp nest.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And her pomegranate tree. And one day, I was able to get the wasp nest down, and the bees started chasing me.
Mm-hmm.
When I tried to go inside, the door was locked, so all I could think was to protect my eyes. And when I did, one of the bees got me snap in the middle of my two
right
eyes.
Right, in the third eye. Yes.
Yeah, so I was always very aware of that part of my face.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime I'd see, like, drawings and stuff like that, I always wanted to know what that meant, mm-hmm. you know? So as I got older, you know, the music I used to listen to, I got into a group called System of a Down.
Mm-hmm.
And they have Armenian roots. So, you know, mm-hmm. that's right by Turkey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they did a collaboration with a man named Ardo. And he's Armenian. And he also does a fusion of styles. You know, there's, you know, with the Armenian genocide and all mm-hmm. that, there's mm-hmm. conflict between Turkey and Armenia. And I thought it was very interesting that he was able to set that aside for his art and bring that in. So I was like, well, that music sounds very danceable. Then the Shakira craze took over.
Ah, yes.
So okay. I started looking for an instructor, and that's how I started.
Oh, okay, now see, you never know until you ask.
Yes.
the old bee sting between the eyes story. Yes, yes.
That'll do it.
Haven't heard that one before. And how often do you guys get together? And I mean, are you
we started
friends or
well,
co-workers?
We're actually co-workers, I think, initially because Sandra needed a studio and she called. And, mm-hmm. and I had known Kathy a number of years. She was my dresser for Danzas Españolas for years, almost 10 years. And so there was a connection always. And then when Sandra and I mm-hmm. started working together, and then we started thinking, you know, why don't we produce some shows together?
Oh, yes.
And then we did our first one at this restaurant in February, and it sold out. It was very successful.
Oh, wonderful.
So, Monica, we were going to give it another try and see what happens.
Now, how large is the venue? Describe the building.
We perform in the lounge area. Mm-hmm. And so the restaurant's on the left-hand side as you go into this giant foyer to the left, and you can have dinner there separately. And then you go into the lounge area, and we have a theater seating, and you can have cocktails and then watch the show. It's really
so the
really
dinner
neat.
Is not part not in the same seating area as the show.
No, it's actually in a separate area, which
okay.
is very nice because yes. then the artists don't have to compete against clanging plates. And,
oh yes,
you know all
I
of that.
Have to say yes.
Yeah,
I,
yeah, you know.
Yes, this is better
there.
That way.
Yes, so and we can seat about 75 people. Mm-hmm.
But what a nice one-stop shop for mm-hmm. an entire evening.
Oh, absolutely.
Of really, really enjoyable talent and a neat atmosphere, hanging tree and all. And Danzas Españolas, of course, you established that how many years ago now?
29.
Oh, okay.
Next year's the 30th, so
yes.
I'm going to have to do something. Yes. Va-va-voom. We'll see.
That's pretty va-va-voom. Tell me about Amalia Castro. She could not join us today. She's our vocalist for this event.
A dear friend of Sandra's, and I met her through Sandra. And then in the course of that, for a Valentine's Day show, she sang in Portuguese and did mm-hmm. all that Brazil 66 kind of mm-hmm. Romantic mm-hmm. stuff. And for this show, we think she might be doing some Arabic pieces, which will be nice in conjunction with the gypsy thing.
And so, how did you meet her?
Sandra, you know her from...
I used to tour with a fire group, and we used to tour with a band.
A fire group.
Yes.
Yeah, I will need to be clued
in on that. I play with fire.
Oh, my God.
I this eat is it, getting... I read it, I spin it.
This doesn't involve grass skirts, does it?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Yeah, it's not flammable
Sometimes.
Grass.
If the money's good, I sell out and put on a grass skirt.
That's another show, Monica.
Different, pardon me. It's a different group. All right.
But, yeah, I met Amalia, and we just clicked. We just clicked, and... We started, you know, just talking to each other, mm-hmm. and we just kept each other in mind. She has a children's show that she does a couple of times a year called Arre, Let's Do This.
Ah, yes, yes.
Yeah, that's her baby.
Oh, mm-hmm. all righty then.
So she invited me to do that. So when this came up with Nina, I was like, we have to have Amalia. Just that female energy, you know, everybody mm-hmm. coming together with different types of art and dance, visual, performance.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what's so fun about, as soon as I started chatting with you all, is this great, fun energy where you're serious about your art, but you're just having a blast putting this together. My guests today, Artistic Director of Danzas Españolas Nina Gomez, belly dancer Sandra Medrano, who is with Hamsa, and artist Kathy Cifuentes, who does jewelry, visual art, and other fascinating things. And absent today is Amalia Castro, the vocalist, who will complete the quartet for A Gathering of the Gypsies, which will take place next Friday. Starts at 7:30 with hors d'oeuvres. The show's at 8 o'clock. Dinner at 9 p.m. at Rincón de Gypsy, 10,300 Old Socorro Road. And the number to call for information is 219-0712. I suspect reservations would probably be a good idea. And you can also go to Facebook, Hamsa Belly Dance. That is Hamsa Belly Dance on Facebook. Ladies, have fun. I don't think I need to tell you that. And thank you for coming in.
thank you for having us.
For having us.